the judge considered a motion for modification of sentence for Nicholas Browning. It had been filed within 90 days of his sentence back in 2009, and the judge has up to 5 years to rule on that motion. Last month, the defense requested that Judge Bollinger set the matter in for a hearing, and that's what happened today, the hearing on whether or not any relief or change of sentence should happen. The defense was requesting that the sentences, instead of running consecutively, life plus life, be reduced to one count of life, the remaining 3 counts of life all running concurrently, and also requested that it be a sentence of life suspend all but 30 years so that he would be eligible for the Patuxent Youthful Offender Program. Because he had 2 consecutive life sentences, he is not at this time statutorily eligible to be in that program. The state was arguing that the crimes were such that the sentence imposed was absolutely the just sentence, and that the crimes committed were premeditated and carefully planned out, and it was very clear that Nicholas Browning did not want his parents telling him what to do, and he did not want to share his inheritance with his brothers, and that that's why he killed. And that type of cold-blooded murder deserved to spend life, consecutive to life, in prison. And the judge agreed with that and denied the defendant's motion.
How did that make you feel when the judge delivered his ruling?
Well, the case is an absolute tragedy. You see an 11-year-old little boy, and when I say little boy, his little brother Benjamin was a boy being shot twice in the head, his 14-year-old brother Greg shot in the head, mom and dad, and that's their son. There's really no joy. There's no joy in that, but there is justice because that's what justice warrants.
I understand that Nicholas Browning did speak in court today. What did he say, and how was the reaction to that?
There was very little reaction in the courtroom. It was very calm. There were family members on behalf of Nicholas, and there were family members on behalf of John and Tammy and their 2 children that did not survive this. But essentially what Nicholas Browning said was that if he could, he'd go back, do things differently, and if he could, he'd give up his own life so that the rest of his family weren't murdered. But things that speak to his genuine attitude, he had a web page while in prison that said he had an interesting story to tell, that he was willing to tell a story that people would find interesting if they would become a pen pal. And when asked if he had siblings, the response was none. So it's hard to judge, to know what's inside the mind of a person, but I've got an interesting story to tell doesn't really speak of a person who's racked with guilt.
Is there any way for him to gain freedom at this point after today's ruling?
His next procedural move would be to file a motion or a petition for post-conviction, claiming that he should get a new trial because his attorneys were ineffective. And he has 10 years from the date of sentencing to file that.
That has not been filed to this point then, correct?
That's correct.